Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news from Monday, September 4th. Today is Labor Day, remember, so all government offices, many businesses, and schools are closed today. Four sisters ages 2 to 7 died in a structure fire early Saturday near Chaburn. No adults were in the home at the time. The cause of the fire was undetermined as of Saturday afternoon. We have much more on this story on our website. The sheriff's office usually investigates when money is stolen, but detectives are working on a case involving $300 that was found in a Clarkin area mailbox. The residents called law enforcement after finding the cash in their mailbox Thursday. No word on where it came from. Deputies from multiple counties worked together to arrest a Clarkin area man whose authorities say was on a five-county crime spree. Wesley Keith Carroll, age 44, was held on a $75,000 bond after a joint operation by Bladen, Columbus, Richmond, Robeson, and Scotland County authorities. He has a laundry list of charges against him. We have much more on this on our website. Four suspects are now in custody for the July 6th gunfight in Wyville. Quandarian Gaddy and Jalen McMillan were arrested on charges of assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill, discharging a firearm into a dwelling, and other felonies. Ramiel Chavis was arrested in August, and Shamar Johnson was jailed a few days after the incident on five counts of discharging a firearm into a dwelling. We're waiting for Wyville police to provide us with more on this developing story. As we noted at the start of the newscast, today is Labor Day. It's also the first day of dove hunting season in North Carolina. The Wildlife Resources Commission is reminding hunters to be aware of possibly baited fields and exercise good judgment and, as always, maintain those safety practices. We have a full breakdown of the rules and regulations for dove hunters under the Outdoors tab at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Now, if boating and fishing are more your idea of Labor Day recreation, and let's face it, it's been a beautiful several days to get on the water, you got to remember that On the Road is and On the Water is going on through today. The impaired boating enforcement effort is coordinated with the Booze It and Lose It drunk driving crackdown by troopers and local law enforcement. Wildlife officers are going to be out there looking for boaters who are being a little too aggressive, who are ignoring safety rules, or have been drinking a few when they're behind the wheel. Impaired boating and driving while impaired carry the same criminal penalties. Drunk boating accidents, however, have a statistically higher chance of causing injuries and fatalities. Today is the Lake Waccamaw Community Yard Sale. It started out at 7 a.m. and it'll go till everybody goes home. The Wooded Acres Subdivision and First Baptist Church are also taking part this year, so there's some more opportunities in there. Just drive all the way around the lake, maybe spot a gator or two, look for the flags, and find some secondhand treasures, and make some new friends. The Health Department is going to be hosting a food drive Thursday starting at 10:30 a.m. You can meet the staff, find out about other opportunities while picking up some free groceries. That's at the Health Department office at 304 Jefferson Street in Wyville. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.